Welcome to the Friday, February 2nd episode of Briefings with Butts, our 24th episode of the 23-24 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Amy Griffin, our media specialist at Bridgeport Elementary School. Congratulations, Amy. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. I'm going to take a point of personal privilege. Yesterday, Thursday, February the 1st, Colin Butts celebrated his 28th birthday. Happy birthday to my favorite son, Colin Butts. Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center added several new trophies to their case last week. Congratulations to our Chapel Hill 8th grade Giant Boys basketball team for winning the MIC Conference and for being named Marion County Champions. Also, congratulations to our band and orchestra students at Chapel Hill, Lynnhurst and Ben Davis, who earned several gold medals for outstanding solo and ensemble performances at the recent Indiana State School Music Association Solo and Ensemble Competition, also known as ISMA. We had several individuals place and advance to state. Congratulations to all of those individuals. Also this week, we welcomed Higher Education Commissioner Chris Lowry and Secretary of Education Dr. Katie Jenner to Wayne Township for a visit to Ben Davis University High School. Our staff and students did an absolutely tremendous job sharing about the most successful early college high school in the country at Ben Davis University High School. They shared about their experiences and what sets Ben Davis University High School apart as a model for our other programs. Also, our school board had a great visit to Westlake Elementary School on Thursday. We got to see some great science experiments, and the students brought out our strategic plan focus on student belonging by sharing all of the amazing after-school clubs that are available to the students at Westlake Elementary School. We also learned about the 54% of students who are participating in the LAP program. Absolutely incredible work happening at Westlake. It was a great visit. We want to thank the staff and students at Westlake for welcoming our school board this week. Shout out to the Ben Davis Choir for a fantastic performance on Thursday evening. Our choir always does such an amazing job, and with this cabaret, it was an absolutely amazing performance. We kicked off our celebration yesterday, February the 1st, of Black History Month and the incredible contributions and achievements of Black individuals throughout history. I want to remind everyone, Black history is American history, and we believe it's critical for all of our students to see themselves represented in our classrooms and in our hallways. Thank you to our staff who participated in this year's annual video series. Be sure to check out each and every day on our social media, the posts about Black history, or you can go to our district's equity site, their website, to also see those videos for Black History Month and also some additional resources that are attached to today's message. Speaking of February, it is time for the Wayne Winter Games. I'm excited to welcome today's guest, Lisa Bays, Executive Director of the Wayne Township Education Foundation, and Madeline Diaz, who is one of our Wayne Wellness Coaches, with this update on what's going to happen on February the 10th. So, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I just as an aside, Madeline happens to be my Wayne Wellness Coach, and we get to meet because when I did my biometrics, one of my numbers came in higher than it was supposed to, so Madeline and I are meeting four times so that I can get that Wayne Wellness incentive. So I'll just put that plug in there. Make sure you're getting your biometrics done, and if you need to meet with one of our coaches, make sure to get that scheduled and find out some additional opportunities that you can do to improve your health. And that's really what the Wayne Winter Games is about. It's coming up February 10th. It's a multifaceted event. Can one of you tell us what this community event entails?
Yes, thanks again for having us. We are thrilled to bring the Wayne Winter Games back this year. It has some new twists to it that we're excited about. There is a competitive component, and this year it involves an individual competition, and Madeline can share a little more about that. We will continue to have what we call our health fair, which has fitness fun stations and all sorts of demonstrations and engaging opportunities. We're going to have cricket, Hendricks Regional Health's therapy dog on hand. Wow. So we know the kids are going to love that. Ninja, the Ultimate Ninjas will be there. We have a couple other apparatus type activities that'll be at this year's event. So we definitely have some new guests and vendors joining us to bring some new ideas. So we'll have nearly 100 different organizations, including our schools. What's so cool is that our schools are there and they're all doing their own fitness fun stations. Kids get a passport, they get a stamp at every passport, and then they get up on the podium with their medal at the end of receiving all the stamps on their passport. Plus, our special services program is hosting our Giant Mile, so an indoor mile inside mm-hmm. Ben Davis and the Ninth Grade Center.
And that Giant Mile runs the whole time frame of the Wayne Winter Games and the Wayne Health Fair and the Giant Health Fair. Is it Giant Health Fair? Is that the right name?
You got it.
Okay. And really, it's not only an opportunity to walk a mile, but it's a great opportunity to see Ben Davis High School. The pathway is very clear. There's usually some items up on the walls that talk about different fun facts and historical things. This is our second year for the Wayne, for yep. the Giant Mile, yep. right?
So you're right. The path is labeled with stickers that mm-hmm. have little feet all along the path, and everyone gets a really nice water bottle, an insulated water bottle, and not Hydro Flask, but a knockoff of that version.
Sure.
So we really encourage. This is family friendly. We are. Mm-hmm. It's a community event. We want staff members and their kids, as well as the general community and families, to join us this year.
I know some of the fun stations, some of the stations that people really like to go to, usually are Child Nutrition, where they have the shake making thing on a bicycle,
smoothies.
Where they ride the bicycle and make smoothies with a blender. JROTC always has their pull up station, and they always like to challenge everybody. And I always like that station to see if I can come close to some of our JROT students with pull ups, and of course many other stations that the schools and our partners have. You mentioned Hendricks Regional Health, our new partner, and they will be there, and we'll have some activities. There's also some other things, though, before we get to the competition. There's some other physical activities that people can do or learn a little bit more about. Last year I did, I can't remember the name of the class, but I did some kind of a new class for me and had an opportunity to learn a little bit more about other forms of fitness. What might be available this year for our participants to join in?
So, and we're excited this year. We have transitioning the space a little bit. So for those of you who have come in the past, we are coming in a new door 7 at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center, so the south side. And we will have our classes in a little bit space, a bigger space, and we hope it'll draw some additional folks. So we have HIIT Fitness at 9:40 a.m., yoga at 10:05, Make a Splash in honor of the Olympic trials coming to Indianapolis, hosted by Indiana Sports Corps. So that's kind of fun. That is not in the water. That's dry land.
Okay.
Zumba and Intro to Parkour.
Zumba. That's what I did last year.
Yeah,
Zumba was a new one for me.
Yeah.
It definitely humbles you when you start something new that you've not been practicing.
You're pretty dancey.
Yeah. Well, you know. And how much does this event cost?
Zero.
Oh my
gosh. Zero, unless you're in the competition. But for our guests and families that come starting at 9:30 to noon on February 10th, it mm-hmm. is free. And we thank our sponsors for helping us make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you want to mention some of those sponsors that
sure.
are helping us so that we
yes.
can offer this for free?
In addition to Hendricks Regional Health, Verigy, Schmidt Associates, Epic, Apex Benefits, IUI, School of Health and Human Sciences, Indianapolis Airport Authority, CCHA, KI, Canon 4, the Horizon League, Steel Benefits, and Habegger.
Wow. IUI, it doesn't roll off the tongue yet, does
it? I know, I'm working on it.
We all want to say IUPUI, but it's IUI now. It's a new name for us. So you mentioned Door 7. So for those who are not familiar with the facility, Door 7 is where the big parking lot is between Chapel Hill and the Ninth Grade Center. It's what is usually our student parking lot. So you'll want to park there, walk in Door 7. It does face to the south or faces towards Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center if you're trying to figure out which door that might be. So that is door number 7. It's going to bring you in right by the cafeteria at Ben Davis 9th Grade Center. Well, Madeline, let's talk a little bit about this competition. When we started Wayne Winter Games, it was this team competition, mm-hmm. and it was teams of four, but this year it looks a little different. And you've incorporated, if I kind of bring out my Count Von Count inner numbering, my favorite number 8. So tell us a little bit about this year's competition.
Yeah, so like you said, we have transitioned from doing a teams competition to more of an individual. So this year, we're calling it the Wayne 8, and there will be 8 different stations of some sort of activity that you have to do with a 200-meter run in between. So this will be in the MPA, so you just run around the track, run to your station, complete the activity or that exercise, run another 200, go to the next station.
So we have a newly renovated MPA, so this will be a new track option for people to be on. So there's 8 different movements mm-hmm. and a run in between each.
Correct.
Right? So I'm going to do some quick math.
Sure.
8 times 2 gives me 1,600, mm-hmm. which
Correct.
Is a mile, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so talk to us about how these 8 activities were chosen. What was the process to go through to determine what 8 things people might be doing?
Sure. So this is loosely based off of what's called a DECA, which is run by the Spartan Company, if you mm-hmm. ever heard of Spartan Races or anything like that.
Yep.
So we first looked at all the activities that they did, and we kind of filtered and pick and chose whichever ones we thought would be applicable to everyone. So anything that anyone can do. So anything that could also be scaled as well, just so we can make this a community-wide event and for all levels of fitness.
Yeah. So I want to emphasize that fact because the date is very intentional, right? Most people make New Year's resolutions as the new year turns. This is now 5 weeks in, and sometimes we start to get a little frustrated because we may not look the way we thought we were going to look by working out. We may not feel the way that we thought we were going to feel. And we still have about 6-7 weeks before spring break. So right in that middle point, mm-hmm. right? And you mentioned this is for every skill level, mm-hmm. right? So this was designed for any individual of any fitness level to be able to do something by moving their body.
Correct, yeah.
So give us an example of one of the movements that a participant might be able to scale.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what does that mean? So for those who don't know what scaling means.
Sure. So scaling would be taking a movement that's written and making it applicable to your level of fitness, whether maybe you have some sort of knee injury or you're not able to do, for example, a push-up, which we are not doing in this competition. But if you weren't able to do a push-up, we would scale that to either doing it on your knees or we would do it on a wall or something like that. An example in our competition here, let's just say, so we have something called goblet squat.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, it's just a weighted squat. You're holding a kettlebell and you're squatting down.
Okay.
If you are not able to do that because of an injury or any kind of limiting factor, we can either take away the weight itself, mm-hmm. or we could do a half squat. We could do standing knee raises instead. You know, we just want to make this applicable to everyone.
Yeah. Now, registration technically is closed, but...
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah. It closes on Monday,
okay.
February 5th.
So for people listening, they'll be able to click on the link in this podcast mm-hmm. with this Parent Square announcement, mm-hmm. and we'll be able to still register over the weekend.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. what does it cost to register?
It's $15.
Okay.
Again, it's individuals, but you also get a t-shirt with that as well.
And this is a competition, so
yes.
there are divisions.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
So this whole competition, the whole point of it is trying to get done in the quickest amount of time. So we have different divisions. We have male and female, and within those, we also have age groups. So from 18 to 35 years old, and then 36 years and older.
Okay. So you have to be at least 18.
Correct.
And for anybody 36 and up, they're going to be competing against me.
Yes.
Right? Okay. All right. Well, I'm at a disadvantage, but I'm going to give it my best go. And so what time do the Wayne Winter Games start?
The competition starts at 8
a.m. Mm-hmm. All right. And it will go until all participants have gone through the,
mm-hmm,
the 8 stations.
Yes.
Excellent. Also, there's something else special for employees related to the Wayne Winter Games, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So right now we have the NFL Challenge running, which if you didn't sign up for that, that's okay. We'll still be doing it next year. But we did this last year and it was a big hit. I have a lot of fun creating it. I love the NFL, I love watching football, so I love doing it for everyone.
Yeah.
So So yeah, we're doing it again this year, and this was perfect because it led right up to the Wayne Winter Games. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, the Super Bowl is the day after Wayne Winter Games. But and essentially, in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
the Super Kansas Bowl? City Chiefs, uh-huh. And you know, it doesn't matter who the other team is.
Well, San Francisco 49ers and the Chiefs are going to have a great Super Bowl coming up.
Yes. So in the NFL Challenge, all the teams that are in the playoffs, they're all assigned a specific exercise, as well as all of the conference round or the playoffs rounds. So like the divisional round has a certain exercise assigned. The conference championships have an exercise assigned. Super Bowl does as well. So really, you kind of just go through and you select your winners of the week. Mm-hmm. If you're right, you do the winning team's exercise that you chose correctly and the conference round exercise. If you did not choose correctly, you do both the winning teams, the losing teams, and the conference round exercise. So it kind of creates a little workout for you for the week. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make mention also attached to our Periscope message is a link for the videos that talk a little bit more about Wayne Winter Games and actually demonstrate the exercises mm-hmm. that participants will be going through. So make sure to click on that link and watch the video also by our Wayne Wellness Coaches. They put that together to help us to be prepared as we come up to the Wayne Winter Games. Lisa, want to finish up. I know our time is short, but want to finish up. Foundation is involved in many things, not just the Wayne Winter Games, the Giant Health Fair. What else is going on with the foundation right now?
Yes. Well, for our staff members who have seniors in Wayne Township schools, our scholarship offerings, we offer about 12 different scholarships. That deadline is March 8th. So encourage your students, and they're very approachable scholarships. One application for all 12 of those opportunities. And spring break camp. We're excited to bring folktales. Spring break play camp during the first week of spring break. So check out our website for additional information on that. Thanks, Dr. Butts.
Absolutely. And did I see there's tryouts for our summer theater?
Auditions are going to be April 16th and 17th for Honk, the musical, which is about a story of the ugly duckling. So a story we can all really relate to, I'm sure.
Looking forward to it. Well, thank you both, Lisa and Madeline, for chatting with me today. Looking forward to a great Wayne Winter Games and Giant Health Fair.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. Well, coming up, good luck to our girls basketball team in tonight's sectional game. Also, don't forget to sign up for the Wayne Winter Games. There is a link, again, in today's parent square. Excuse me. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.